Hey guys, welcome back to Diana Prince Secret Agent. This is episode number 10. I'm one of your hosts, Ed.
I'm the other, Terry Ann.
And keep in mind, there are going to be spoilers. We're looking at Wonder Woman's mod era. And you know, along those lines, I've recently been reading the autobiography, I think it was auto or biography, whichever, of Trina Robbins. And her heyday was during this period of time that these books came out. And so it's been kind of educational, but also kind of reinforcing reading Trina talk about the things that she did. And she was very much a product of this time, because during this quote-unquote mod era, she was in her mid to late teens to early to mid-20s. So, I mean, this is like right in the wheelhouse of people that age. They would have been part of this pop culture movement. And so...
And didn't you say that she had a boutique?
Yes, she had a boutique.
Just in, like Wonder Woman.
And maybe that's why, I don't know. In the East Village of New York, and she named it Broccoli. And she explained why she called it Broccoli, but off the top of my head, I forget. It was some quasi-esoteric kind of, I mean, it wasn't an obvious reason, so I was like...
I like broccoli, so I named it broccoli.
I was like, okay. No, it's not
that... It had more meaning.
Yeah, it's not that simple. But it's been interesting to, like I say, very reinforcing to read someone's travails and recollections of that time while we are reading books that are supposed to be portraying things in that time. And it's like, well, yeah, it was kind of that way. Well, no, it wasn't that big a deal, and... So it's been interesting doing both at the same time. If you want to get in touch with us, which I would recommend, and I'll get into that here at the end of the episode, Teal Productions is on Twitter, on Blue Sky, and Facebook. Teal is spelled like the color T-E-A-L. In addition, on Twitter, if you want to chat up Terry, she is Tooth Gnasher on Twitter. I am IndieMan@gmail.com. Indie is I-N-D-I-E. And then the website is comicbooknoise.com/TNC, Tango November Charlie, if you want to leave comments that way. Do want to give thanks to the Universal Production Music website as we acquired the intro and outro music from them. Well, it's free. As far as I could tell, it was free. So we're not making money off of this, so it's free. So I think that's all the... opening intro stuff. Any opening intro stuff from your side?
No.
All right. So the book we're looking at is Superman's Girlfriend, Lois Lane, issue 93. 15 cents. Cover dated July 1969. On sale May 13th, 1969. Now, if you are so inclined, you do not have the book itself. There are a couple places you can find reprints. One is not the right screen on my computer. One is the Diana Prince Wonder Woman issue number 2 from DC Comics, dated September 2008. I don't have any knowledge of that book. The other book, Wonder Woman Diana Prince Celebrating the 60s Omnibus from 2018 DC. Hear that? That's the omnibus laid out in front of me. Plus, we do have the privilege of having an actual copy of the book because, as I've said probably every episode, Terry Ann is a Wonder Woman collector. So we do have the actual issue. Terry likes to read it. I spend more time probably sniffing it than I do reading it. But that's
his own problem.
I guess I shouldn't say that. But
it's a personal problem.
You know, the omnibus, it doesn't smell anything like that original book.
Now, so the omnibus stinks.
It's new shiny pages and
yeah,
very saturated colors. So those are the only two places that I can see that this particular story has been reprinted. So I guess Superman's Girlfriend, I guess, isn't an overly popular book, so they haven't reprinted it 80 million times like a lot of others.
But it's still going
Superman.
On, so you can still find Superman's Girlfriend, Lois Lane, everywhere.
Yeah, we see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah, maybe not, you know, maybe key issues people are holding back, but yeah, there's plenty of them out there floating around for a buck or $2 a piece. Those are the only books, only boxes we look in. We don't go to the higher
quarter boxes if we can find
$5
them, Professor Allen.
That's where we. That's the line. We're walking around a con and we're scouting, and it's like we'll come back. No, they had $5 box. No, they had $2. Okay, let's go over there and check them out. That's it. Yeah.
And then on the last day of the con, I always go to the 3 and 5 and say, "Are you having any kind of discount now?"
Right, because chances are they've dropped theirs. Mm-hmm. To yeah. Okay. Looking at the cover here, any thoughts jump out?
I like Wonder Woman's outfit.
Do you? Okay. Yes. I could see that.
I like it. Better than Lois Lane's outfit, although it is cute also.
Is this a jumpsuit?
Yes, it is.
Wonder Woman has on? Okay. Brown, to me.
With gold accessories.
Yeah.
She's gold or bronze. I mean, you could call it bronze, I guess.
Right. A necklace and a...
belt.
Is that what that's supposed
yes.
to be?
Yes.
A belt? Okay.
A decorative belt. It's not a hold-it-up belt. It's a decorative belt.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Because it's a bodysuit, she really doesn't need it held up. Yeah, so that's
it's
Wonder
Woman. It's to define her very small waist.
Is that what it's...
Yes.
Okay. And now, I will say that except for maybe the difference in hair, you can't straight away tell too much a difference between the two... The faces, the two female characters. Diana has long black hair, but Lois Lane has short black hair. So
now, Diana's chin is more pointed, where Lois's chin is rounded.
Okay, so you're saying there is differences enough in the face. Okay.
Yes. Their eyes are different.
I still think they're very similar. Okay. They're both Caucasian women.
Yes, with dark hair.
They're both normal of build. You know, neither one of them is muscular.
They're skinny.
Oh, well, yeah. That having been said, Wonder Woman is holding aloft Lois Lane, much in a pose like maybe they're wrestling or something like that, it looks like.
Getting ready for a body slam.
Lois is in an LBD, but it's not black. It's red with a white belt. And she has, I would almost say fishnet. They are supposed to be fishnet hose. Okay. And black
pumps.
Heeled shoes. Like Diana looks... almost like an everyday kind of outfit. Lois looks like, to me, more a going out kind of outfit. So I'm not sure why they're dressed differently and they've chosen to fight. Maybe we'll find out in the story. And to finish the cover over here on the side is Superman in Superman. He's Superman.
Not Clark Kent.
Sitting on a boulder, watching the two women fight, watching the cat fight, as it were. Saying, ha ha, great show, Wonder Woman.
And Wonder Woman saying, I'm tossing you out of Superman's life, Lois. He's marrying me.
Uh-oh. So forever, Lois has had an unrequited for Superman going out with Clark Kent, admittedly. She Clark is okay, and she has gone out with Clark. But she really has a thing for Superman.
It's not unrequited. They're very requited. Oh. That's what pisses me off about this whole book.
Oh, and I'm sorry.
Superman and Lois Lane have already professed their love for each other.
You're right, I'm sorry.
And yet he is distracted by Wonder Woman.
But doesn't there turn out to be a reason for that at the end?
We'll see.
Isn't there some kind of shenanigans?
See.
Okay, all right.
You're going to read the synopsis from the
database? First, the cover here is by Mr. Kurt Swan and Neil Adams and Gaspar Saladino, which to me is just like woof. Being able to get names like that together on one piece is...
And I like this cover art.
It's... I'd have to sit and think of creators nowadays, what an equivalent namesake kind of getting together would be. I'm not sure. But sitting here, looking back at that time, those names on one piece of art are just... That's awesome. When we move inside, we'll be looking at a script by Robert Kaniger, penciled by Irv Novik, inks by Mike Esposito, letters by John Costanza, and colors. I don't know. Maybe the colors were a, hey guys, we need to get this done tonight, bring it to the apartment, and everybody take a page kind of thing. It's hard to say back then. Everybody hanging out in the East Village in the little apartment next to... Trina, or, you know, who knows. Although, I've been watching to see, and she hasn't really mentioned any of this. Her circle, being an underground artist, was a little bit different. There was occasional overlaps. Like, last night I read a section where she had an interaction with Denny O'Neill at a party, I think. Trina was much the social butterfly. She was around in many different ways, according to Trina. So there's not been too many big comic book names and underground artist names. They don't meet too much so far. So, okay. A synopsis. This comes from the DC Fandom Wiki. Lois Lane finds Diana Prince, the former Wonder Woman, beating her time with Superman, challenges her to a martial arts fight, and loses. beating her time with Superman. I don't understand the phraseology there. Only later does she learn that Diana is really the villainous Al Ul, or Arul, A-R-U-A-L. How would you say that?
Arul.
Arul? Arul? Okay. From the Phantom Zone, and that she is holding the real Wonder Woman prisoner. Excuse me. I may or may not cut that. Who knows? Lois and Diane are both eventually saved by Superman, and the villain is returned to the Phantom Zone, much to Lois's relief. So, actually, that's pretty accurate and pretty succinct. Now, fortunately, we have a comic book that expands on that a little bit.
Now, let me just say that Google AI...
Yeah, well, that's the first entry now for everything. Yeah.
Says beating someone's time is an American slang term that has multiple meanings, but it means competing for and or winning someone. To compete or win for a person who's being dated or courted by another person. For example, he accused me, his own brother, of trying to beat his time.
Well, that applies directly to this book. This is used. So
So first page, we see Wonder Woman flying, which right there, you're like,
what?
If you've been reading along with us or if you've been reading, if you've read these, you're like, how is Wonder Woman flying? She doesn't have her powers.
Yeah.
She doesn't have invisible plane.
And this is not Wonder Woman.
No,
this
it's Diana Prince.
So
she's
even more,
dressed as Diana Prince.
Yeah, so even more so, you're like, now,
how
wait,
in the world?
This whole thing was about her not having powers. So what's going on here?
But then we see over here that Lois Lane is having a thought bubble saying, Wonder Woman even fooled Superman. She's taking him away from me and I helped her. So she had something to do with Diana Prince being able to fly.
Right. And she's crying. She's boo-hooing.
Yeah, she's boo-hooing.
Because she has a thing for Superman at this point.
Yes.
And you say, and yeah, now that, and it should not be a mistake that I make not remembering their relationship.
That's
It's been a little while since I've read the story, a couple days and life and whatnot. But yeah, you're right. The main thing is that Lois and Superman do have an announced thing. And here comes Diana Prince. Mm-hmm. And that is the story here. So
we see Lois dreaming about her wedding to Superman with Wonder Woman in the background and with a lot of other superheroes.
It's a very big wedding.
And Green Lantern and is that Aquaman?
Aquaman is the blonde dude, right?
Look at me.
Yeah.
Batman and Robin and the Falcon?
Nope, that's Marvel.
Okay.
Hawkman?
Hawkman.
Okay.
And perhaps
I think
Green
that is,
Arrow?
I think that's probably... Yeah, maybe it is Green Arrow. It looks a little bit more like Speedy, but that means that Green Arrow would be there too. So maybe that's
And then somebody in shadow that we really can't see. Some woman back there in shadow
there's
that we really
several.
Can't see. So she's dreaming about her wedding.
And I like this. The panel Terry described is a regular size panel in color. But there's a little inset here that is kind of grayed out. It's kind of a light bluish that... is Lois laying on a bed sleeping. So you see that she is sleeping, dreaming
of this.
And I like the way that they do that. Normally the convention is, you know, some dots and a balloon or something like that. But I like that that's a different way to get that message across.
But then it slips right into a bete noir, which is a bad dream. And she is dreaming of Wonder Woman marrying Superman with the same cast of characters there.
Yeah, all the same.
And her standing over to the side crying.
There's a big switch in the midst of her dream. And
yes.
I guess maybe she blinked and it wasn't her there.
Mm-hmm.
It was Wonder Woman. And I guess maybe even she switched places. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's over here
she
where Wonder
the
Woman
veil.
Was.
And put it on and got the flowers out of her hand because it's the exact same veil and the exact same flowers.
Yeah.
But it's Wonder Woman.
Just like
besides Superman getting married.
Yep.
So then she goes on to tell us that can't happen because the reason Superman has not announced their wedding, has not, you know, officially betrothed himself to her, is because she's a mortal woman and can be used against him by any and every bad man out there in
Absolutely.
The world.
Absolutely.
And she's like, since Diana Prince is a mortal woman, she has no chance either.
Well, yeah, I guess at this point, correct.
Yes.
She is just as human as any other woman that we'll meet here.
Okay, so then we have Wonder Woman, Diana Prince, asking via the television Superman to come and put on a circus for her as a charity.
color comic book,
mm-hmm.
black and white TV. Yeah, that's
because that's what it was.
That was kind of interesting to me.
That's what it was.
Well, and you could have made it color. I know. Everything else is color.
So Lois Lane goes to talk to Diana Prince at her boutique. And she has, I was going to mention that.
Yeah, look at that.
And Diana Prince has on the most lovely pink and blue outfit, and I think it's fruit. It looks like grapes.
Well, how about, aren't those sand dollars, the black?
Could be.
With a starfish in blue. It's
hard to tell. The art is not very distinct.
Well, it's very small, so.
It's not very distinct. But she is very, and she has on boots up to her butt.
Yeah.
Black leather boots up to her butt. It's not pants. It's boots up to her butt.
A lot like these.
Yes. Yes. Might be the same boots.
Could be.
Because her dress has to come down a little bit, so it could be the same boots. So they're talking about, you know, whether or not there's going to be...
Diana and Lois.
Lois, about whether or not there's actually going to be a circus. And she's like, man, it would really be great if I could fly with Superman on the high wire act that we're going to do. And Lois is like, I have an idea. I'll get back to you. So this is the help that she gives
Diana Prince
from the first page. So she gives her this mercury stone that she can put under her belt that supposedly will help her defy gravity.
I don't know.
I'm not a scientist. I don't know if this actually
I have no familiarity with DC Comics Mercury Stone.
The next thing we see is her handing off that mercury stone to Diana when Diana's in her lovely little high wire outfit with the high boots on that we talked about before.
Yes.
And Superman on the other side, and they're getting ready to do a trapeze act. So as they're doing the trapeze act, Superman's like, man, I got to be really careful, Diana. I can't let you fall. And as they're letting go and doing their flips, Diana flies over to the other side and Superman's, how did you do that? By great Krypton, how are you flying? And she's like, I can see you with my X-ray vision. I know this isn't a superpower. How are you doing this? Now, why he couldn't see the mercury stone with his X-ray vision, I don't know. But then they flew down, after they got done, they flew down to the floor. And everybody's going nuts. And he kisses her.
Well, they're telling him to, from the audience. Kiss her, kiss her. They want to see some action. That's what they paid for.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So that sparks the dream sequence to happen yet again for Lois about Superman marrying Diana Prince, and having super babies. There's even a super baby in the dream.
Yes. This panel here, I thought it was really cool that it showed they actually had been twirling.
Yes.
By the action lines.
Yes.
They twirled.
Kirby-esque.
So that was cool. All of these three and the one panel on this page, a lot of action lines to let you know
what the body
is doing.
Yes.
Yeah, rather than just moving, it's curling and twisting and everything. So you really get that feel of those things happening on our 2D platform here that we're using. Same church window as this other scene.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit different color, but still, I guess.
Well, church windows are church windows.
I was going to say, I guess they all have stained glass in them. So, okay.
Yeah.
That's how you tell it's a church, because it's got stained glass?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Lois takes her story back to
Perry.
The boss, Perry. And he loves it. He loves all the pictures. He's like, you stick with it. And she's like, but wouldn't Clark do a better job? And Clark's thinking, I can't be Clark and Superman at the same time. This is not going to work. And Perry's like, no, I want a woman's feel for the whole thing. And I want you to follow Superman and Diana Prince around. And I want you to get the scoop on this budding relationship. And Lois is like, I can't be jealous of Superman and Wonder Woman. They're really not an item. And she wouldn't do anything to hurt me.
Yeah, when I was reading the Golden Age Superman from the beginning, Perry, a lot of times, Lois's involvement in whatever was going on in the story was Perry saying that he wanted a woman's perspective, or this is something a woman should cover, or, you know, that kind of thing. So that's even up until 1969, and I'm sure well beyond that, that was a common thing. This is more appropriate for a woman to cover. This is more appropriate for a man to cover. So.
So part two is the assignment of Heartbreak.
More boutique pics.
And we see more boutique pics. We see Lois following Superman and Diana Prince around, and they are getting pretty chummy.
Yeah.
They go out partying. They go out to a discotheque, and he's dancing so fast he even lights the floor on fire, which is another burn the floor thing, you know.
There you go.
I'm telling you.
Nowadays, I don't know that they knew it then, but nowadays, burn the floor is
And the crowd are saying, oh, aren't they so cute together? And Lois is like, yeah, right, they are. And Wonder Woman and Superman fly off to be alone because they've had enough
of the crowd. And the fans.
So now Lois is like, no, wait a minute. I never thought that Diana Prince / Wonder Woman would do this, but apparently she's doing this. So I have got to do something myself.
Right.
So she goes and finds a martial artist.
And
on the advertisement for the martial artist is Wonder Woman.
How do they advertise? You'll be like Wonder Woman. Yeah.
So she goes and she's climbing ropes and she's lifting weights and she's throwing the big dude around and she's getting cracking wood and she's just getting strong.
We're seeing, in my mind, that I Ching is not the only person that has skills that
can
teach.
That's right.
So
in her dreams, she challenges Diana Prince.
Right, she's dreaming again here.
And she fights and she wins. And Superman's like, I can't believe it, not even with my own two eyes. Lois has become a better Wonder Woman than the original, yada, yada, yada. But then she wakes up and she says, oh, I wish it could be so. I have to beat her. I have to get Superman. I'd love him so. So in real time, not dream time.
Right, the next day.
The next day, they meet up and Lois says, I wonder if you would like to have a little contest.
Spar.
A little sporting spar contest.
They're sparring,
to see just, you know, how good I've been doing with my judo karate. You know, I just wondered, and immediately Diana flips her.
Now, I wonder why the color...
It's purple in the book.
It is different than the cover, because I would think that it could have been the same color, whatever they chose to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if whomever colored the cover had no contact with whoever was coloring the story.
Well, Lois's outfit is slightly different. Also, the belt's lower and it's not as pronounced as on the front cover.
But they're so very similar. They almost could have been drawn by the same
people. Almost.
Almost.
Yes.
But yeah, that jumped out at me
right away.
The thought,
though, was still the same. Diana Prince still has the necklace and the belt on, and she has the long pants suit.
Right. A lot more casual, whereas Lois is a lot more dressed up or dressed to impress.
Well, she's dressing to impress Superman.
I get that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do women do that? Don't answer that.
Yes. I used to.
Okay.
So
you still do.
Sometimes.
Only now you wear really cool t-shirts.
I know. That have Thor on them.
That's the way. Well, not all of them. I mean,
sometimes it's Wonder Woman.
You've got others.
So Diana Prince throws her and then smacks her across the face and knocks her down. And she's like, I feel like I've been struck by lightning. I'm numb, nearly paralyzed, and I can't lift a finger for the man I love. And while that's happening, Wonder Woman, Diana Prince, whatever you want to call her, and Superman fly off.
But it should not be any super-y smack here at all. It should be just woman on woman.
Yes.
Because this is supposed to be.
Yes, it should be. And that's why I think Lois is like,
but,
and Superman's like, even, you know, you were pretty strong there.
Yeah, everybody
even,
is saying,
you know, I'm not so sure that you're as invulnerable as you think, and maybe my enemies can't hurt you. And she's like, well, just project the fullest intensity of your X-ray vision on this Amazon ring. You'll be surprised to see the vibrations affect my molecular structure.
This is Diana Prince speaking.
Yes. And he does that, and she says, like, oh, well, I feel so strong, and they go flying off even more together, and he's like, you know, that's how it is someday. No excitement, and all of a sudden, the sky seems to fall in on you.
So here we see multiple times now, Diana Prince. Now, theoretically, every time she has had the Mercury Stone.
Yes, theoretically.
Lois gave it to her way at the beginning, before all of this.
Mm-hmm,
so she should be able to something.
Yes.
Levitate. Maybe if she jumps, she could fly, or who knows. But she's not getting any assist from Superman, so she is able to propel on her own.
Pull out flying.
Yeah. So, which, and now this Amazon ring feels super strong.
Well, that's her story. She had to do something.
Yeah, but Diana
Prince
is not.
She had to come up with something, because as they're flying around, they come into a catastrophe, And Diana tells Superman, I'm going to handle this.
Well, she doesn't have any access to Amazonian anything. Remember, she...
I know, but Superman doesn't know that.
But we do.
I know, but Superman doesn't know that. We That's do. Why well, we're she, suspicious right now.
She gave all that up.
We're suspicious. We're like, what's going on? Because we know that.
It's too much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Especially when she...
Oh, yeah, now.
When the catastrophe happens and she pushes the rocket up by herself and catches it and puts it back on the platform.
Yeah, there's...
And Superman's like... Hey, she's got Wonder Woman's strength. How is she doing this?
Right. And he knows what has gone on with Diana mm-hmm. Prince mm-hmm. up to now. Mm-hmm. So he knows the story there. And this if this is not Diana Prince, she's starting to give too much away.
Yes.
Because it's too different from what Diana Prince was at the beginning of the story.
Yes. And Lois is watching all this on the tracker
right,
screen.
Yeah. On remote.
At the Metropolis tracker place. I don't know how
at the tracking center. Yeah, I guess it's the spaceports.
I guess
where they watch it.
So next, they run into a rocket, and she decides she's going to handle that. Well, she doesn't handle it very well, and it blows up, and she comes out of it. And Superman's like, "Well, if you can do that, then you are invulnerable to everything."
Not just anything. They dropped an atomic bomb.
An atomic bomb.
Yeah. So that's the it accidentally discharged from the plane. An atomic bomb. Yeah. We won't even.
So Lois is like, how can Wonder Woman emerge unscratched from the earth-shaking explosion? Even an Amazon couldn't do that. She wasn't super like that before when she was Wonder Woman, being an Amazon.
I don't know. I think Amazons nowadays probably could survive that.
Okay. So she contacts Jimmy Olsen and said, Jimmy, for my sake and Superman's, I have to borrow something from your collection of Superman souvenirs. And he's like, you just name it, because he likes Lois. So we go to part three, the Super Bride's Secret. And we see, for some reason, Lois and Diana Prince in a car.
Yeah, they're going to the outskirts of Metropolis. Well, didn't Diana Prince say something about recently having bought a house?
Yes, and that's what she's taking her out there to show it to her, and she's rubbing it into her face saying, after we're married, it'll be beautiful.
Right, her and Superman.
Yes, her and Superman.
Right, this is going to be our love shack.
And Lois is like, well, that's fine. Let's go up and take some pictures. She's like, no. Let's go shop first. And she takes her to pick out a wedding dress. This is so mean. So mean. That's how we know it's not Diana Prince Wonder Woman.
Something
it's too mean.
Yeah.
And she's like, Lois gets her compact out and it's kryptonite. And she holds it and all of a sudden Diana Prince is very dizzy and about to fall out. Right. And she's like, I knew it. I knew something was different. So she goes back to the house where...
It doesn't explain
exactly,
who, but it explains what.
Yes. So she goes back to the house by herself, Lois Lane. She's like, I'm going to look around here and see what I can find. And she's attracted by a beam of light. She looks down in the basement, and there's Diana Prince.
Now, of all places, you're going to have people at this house. Why would you put your prisoner...
Got to keep your enemies close.
I don't know. That was... Okay.
So Lois goes down and says, I knew it! I knew it! I knew it! And she lets her out. And she says, I figured it out because I borrowed some kryptonite, and it affected her. Well, while she's saying all this... The fake Diana Prince comes down and zaps them with a ray and rips off her Diana Prince mask and says that she is Arul of Krypton. And this is my story. Then she goes to tell her little story about an interplanetary rocket and there's no crew and she gets on there and she's seen all these different things that could actually help mankind. You can make food out of nothing and help mankind.
Or help her people because she is...
Well, her mankind.
She's Kryptonian.
Yes.
So to help the people of
Krypton. And she blew it up because she didn't want it to get out into everyone's hands. And they caught her in the tribunal. They put her in this no man's land.
The Phantom.
The Phantom Land.
She was imprisoned in the Phantom Zone.
And then somehow a ship landed and broke ripped the plane.
Well, yeah, the barrier between the two.
And she escaped. So that's what she's doing here. And for some reason, she wants to marry Superman and be with him forever. Because he's a Kryptonian also?
I don't know. In her little origin story here, we never saw...
No, that she
this,
was...
All of this that she did and being sent into the Phantom Zone would have occurred well before the creation of Superman.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe... Being in the Phantom Zone, maybe she watched
I didn't see any explanation of why she has a hard-on for Superman.
Yeah, I don't...
Other than he's a Kryptonian, and maybe he was supposedly the last one, but now she's here.
Yeah, maybe.
So now she's like, I want to be with another Kryptonian.
Maybe we're trying too hard.
Maybe we're trying too hard. The story is...
Yeah.
That she takes Diana Prince's place.
Yeah, why
and gets Superman to fall in love with her because she's invulnerable. So then they fight, and Superman comes and says, I knew something was wrong. I knew it. The red kryptonite I threw at you, it's a good thing I was looking for you, Lois. Heard your voice, da 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 da. He saves them. He lets them out. He melts the bars so they can get out. And he flies the Aurora woman off to return her to the Phantom Zone. Apparently, they fixed the rift.
Oh, yeah.
In the barrier of the Phantom Zone.
Who knows?
And he's going to take her back up there. And he's like, I wanted to say, I decided not to marry Wonder Woman long before I knew, figured out what was going on. I care too much for you, Lois. Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, I mean...
And Diana says, as much as I admire Superman, I hope you didn't think I would be a competitor for his love, Lois. And Lois said, the fake Wonder Woman certainly gave me a few bad moments, but it's all over now. Oh, I almost forgot. I'm a reporter. I have a story to file. But boy, what a twist this one has. And that's the end.
Yep. So, it definitely had a different feel than what Wonder Woman's book had, which you would expect because it's a different writer. I think it still was very much in the vein of when it was written. I mean, it definitely still had the same feel of a late 60s, early 70s DC kind of stuff, just like we've run into with the Wonder Woman, being very female-centric. The male creators who are doing those books seem to have this particular point of view. And I thought it came across the same in this as it had been in the Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Details a little different, but overall. Okay.
So. Now, I'm excited for this next segment, which is where we go over the different offerings that are within in the advertisements of the book.
And the whatnot, right.
Because I want to see if the ads are different in a different person's book
than Wonder Woman.
Because we know what's been happening popping up in Wonder Woman.
Right.
So I want to see what's going to pop up in a different person's book.
Lois, and not just a Lois Lane, but a Superman Lois Lane book. Because Wonder Woman is kind of a different set of DC stuff. So, okay.
So our first inside cover is at last the complete story of how Dick Grayson became Robin the Boy Wonder plus four other Batman classics in this 30th anniversary issue on sale May 6th. It's all black and white. I thought that interesting.
Cheaper, I guess.
That it was all black and white.
Yeah, that they did
for the inside cover.
Because
usually the inside cover can be in color when you do print jobs. So
okay.
I'm just surprised.
And the front cover is color. Mm-hmm. And the first page of the book is color. Mm-hmm. But the page in between is black and white.
And it could be that's why they did it, because it made it kind of pop out at you, because it's all black and white. And it's 25 cents.
This is Batman issue 213. For
the
those
giant
of you
Batman.
Tracking that kind of stuff. Yeah, 30th anniversary special Batman.
Okay, our next ad is an oldie but a goodie, a Revell ad for Alive and Well. Builder Yourself, the mighty North Carolina, was reportedly sunk six different times by the Japanese during World War II, but we're happy to tell you the Battleship 55 is alive and well in the Carolina port of Wilmington, and you can build one yourself.
So this is the Battleship, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very bad rendition of
Battleship. North Carolina. Yeah, the illustration is not very good.
It's very dark. The next page is a full-page speedline action at the crisscross for Aurora. It is the track and race cars, as we've seen in Wonder Woman. So far, we're not really getting anything different.
Yeah, nothing too different.
And then we have the mighty Eye Patrol, which has always occurred in Wonder Woman, with about a bike, the Iverson bike. We see a Batman and Superman coupon for the Palisades Amusement Park. We see that all the time. It's a half page. So we have this full page of ads. Top is Iverson. Bottom is the Palisades Park. That's nothing different, new and unusual. We flip over, and our next ad is a half page ad for the Tijuana Taxi. We've seen Tijuana Taxi before.
We've seen that
by Monogram, where you can order this crazy, like, Wild and Way Out custom, a Tom Daniel original by Monogram, and you can build it yourself. And then the next is a full-page 13 tales that hold you in an unbelievable suspense until the shocking climax, the DC special, The Daring and the Different?
Yeah, the book is DC Special, and this is issue number 4 that we're advertising. 13 stories.
Yeah, that's 13 stories.
Does it
that's
say
a lot
how many
stories.
Pages are in this? Does it? That's got to be a bigger book.
It's got to be at least 64, if
yeah,
not
to
more.
Have 13. Well, I don't know. It's still just a quarter. I don't know if you could do 64 pages back then and sell it for just a quarter. But still, it's 13 pages. That's a lot of different stories there. Actually, DC Special number 4. Billy, if this is something that you have read, man, chime in and let us know about this one, how they managed to squeeze in 13 stories, and if you remember it being any good at all.
Then our next full-page ad is the Big, Big, Big Personal Yours official footsie sweepstakes with a grand prize of a bike and a camera and a watch and a phonograph and a typewriter and a TV and I'm not sure, portable radio and a walkie-talkie looking kind of thing. I mean, that's a lot of stuff.
Old school looking
walkie-talkie. 102nd prizes are bikes. 153rd prizes are the phonograph, the portable phonograph. And 1004th prizes are the portable radios.
So that's what, 250, 1250, and then one grand prize?
Mm-hmm.
1,251 prizes for this contest.
Goodness.
Wonder if there were enough people that entered that they gave away all these, or if there's any left.
I don't know.
I mean, it's only been 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Could we send in an entry?
Years? Yeah, that's what I to Footsie Steaks, and this is in Rosemont, Minnesota. I don't know that I've seen Minnesota come up in the
Me
ads
Me neither.
Often.
Not very often. So our next full-page ad is actually two half-page ads. It's the 40 Army, Navy, Marine, all authentic medals and insignias for $1.75, which I think is cool if you're into military stuff.
I think they're all stickers, it looks like. They're not actual medals from the way it's drawn. Well, maybe the bars
here. I think some of them are patches and some of them are stickers.
Yeah, maybe they're patches. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's hard to say exactly what you'll get.
And then the bottom half is Boys, Men, Build, Develop Mighty Muscles, where you can do the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing. All of these are comic renditions of men, not actual Arnold
right.
Schwarzenegger
yeah, they're drawn.
Renditions. And then our next ad is a third page Matchbox Models of the Month, which is the Ford Heavy Wreck Truck and the 8-wheel Tipper.
It's a big dump truck.
I'm telling you. Then we have letters to Lois and Lana. And then we have a full page Dynamite's coming, and it is just all of the comic books.
Yeah, just a whole bunch of covers in black and white with...
And ours is right here in the corner.
Yep, sure. The very one we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the page has the Dynamite's coming ripping through in color the page that has all of the covers illustrated in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And there's the new Wonder Woman up here with the incredible eye chain.
Yep, sure enough. What is that? Issue 183? Well, it's been a little while.
Mm-hmm.
We're up to 187, 86, 87, something like that.
And then the next page, the top half, is the Tug of War Begins and a Life Hangs in the Balance. It's the Teen Titans. Next issue coming out.
Trying to save Wonder Girl, it looks like here.
And then we have a letter from the National Periodical Publications Incorporated, Dear DC Fans. And they are adjusting the price.
Explaining why it went up pennies.
Yes. And then we have the back inside cover, back inside page, is here's a whole treasure chest of fun. We've seen this quite often where you can get monsters and surprise packages and X-ray specs
things.
And build a body steel, all that kind of stuff. And then the back page is full color. The Boterific outboards are here. The Scorpion, the Renegade, the Blue Devil, and the Avenger. You can put motors on them. You can put them in the water. You can actually race them.
Different. So you've got 4 boats and 4 different motors. So that would be your motivation to buy multiple, because then you could switch them out and change. You had a Johnson outboard, an Evinrude outboard, a Mercury outboard, and a Chrysler outboard. So I'm sure on each motor there was some name or emblem so that you could tell that. And then probably on each boat you could tell whether you had the Scorpion, Renegade, Blue Devil, or Avenger. And so what is that? 4 times 4 is 16 permutations of possibilities if you had them all. Motors worked. The boats apparently floated, so you could put them in the water.
I just said that.
Turn up the motor
and race.
And zoom around. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's good to see that DC has a pool of advertisers that they put in each book and not a specific advertiser. Because I wonder sometimes if maybe some advertisers will be like, I don't want to bother with the women's books. I just want to be like in the Superman book and the Batman book.
My
toy is male-based, and I want to be in male-based comics.
I don't want it to be in that girl book.
Yeah. But apparently not. Apparently they're just like, here, I sign a contract, and I get so many pages of ads, just throw them in willy-nilly.
Well, and in my mind, related to that, I am disappointed that there didn't seem to be any ads focusing to draw females, little girls.
No, there never is, really.
So I was like, well, you know, at this time, I don't know. I predominantly who read the female-led books at DC, I don't know. I would presume that they probably had more female fans than they did male fans. Maybe not. Maybe these books also were by your 30, 40-something white gray beard, always buying all the books kind of readers, and there wasn't much differentiation in mm-hmm. the true fandom, you know. Now, I do know.
I would like to think, though, that the Debbie books mm-hmm. were probably bought by females.
Well, I mean, you know, Marvel had their share also. We've run across. So
I mean, all the rest of these I could see where a boy would get more away superhero-y. With reading it as a superhero book, but Debbie looks suspiciously like Archie comics.
Yeah, I was
on the
say,
cover. It looks very Archie-esque.
Looks more like an Archie mm-hmm. fan.
And it's the only one, really. Sugar and Spike, maybe.
That's a humor book about mm-hmm. two kids.
But so. I could see little boys reading that.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't see any self-respecting boy
Reading Debbie
and not getting razzed by his
Well, would they would they
bros.
Read Wonder Woman? Would they read Lois
well,
Lane?
Well, you could counter back to your bros, I'm reading Wonder Woman because she's a superhero.
Okay, I guess. I just
Lois Lane is Superman's girlfriend. So
it
would have
been interesting
in the book.
To have a
demographic
malt shop that sold comics mm-hmm. and sit around and watch at this time to see who came in, who picked these things up. What did they pick up?
Mm-hmm.
Because at this point, anything that we would hear about is going to probably be pretty anecdotal. I don't know that there would be any hardcore math or science behind what someone would say that, well, this book had more, you know, I don't know that they really tracked it back mm-hmm. then.
They had sales records. You know they had sales records.
They had sales records, but they had nothing related to gender. I'm sure very
know,
few
but they
people
could, they
paid
could,
attention.
They could tell you the sales records.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we see those pop up in publication announcements for, mm-hmm. for postal service application. So, okay. I think that is all for this episode. Next time out, we will be looking at The Brave and the Bold, issue number 87, for those of you that want to read ahead. There won't be a test, so you're cool there.
There is a contest, though.
Before the contest, though, everybody needs to listen to this next episode because we have a special guest.
Yes, we do.
With us.
Talking. Very special.
He's an expert in The Brave and the Bob. Oh, excuse me. The Brave and the Bold. So we're looking forward to that one. But, yes, as far as this episode right now, we have a contest going. It started in episode 8 a couple months ago. To find out the specifics, go back and listen to the last 15-20 minutes of that episode. You'll pick it up. Actually, if you're going back, you should listen to the whole episode. But the contest is that last portion. It runs until I post this episode that you are listening to now. So what I will do is I will cut any entries off at midnight the day that this episode gets posted. So when this shows up in your pod catcher, at midnight that day, the contest will end. All of the requirements and whatnot is in episode 8. It is a question episode of short answer fill in the blank.
You only have to get one right?
To be considered.
I don't care what we say back in episode 8 of how many you have to get right. At this point, you only have to get one right.
Well, I think we said whoever had the most.
Okay,
so,
one.
So at this,
because we have none right now.
We have no interest.
No participants right now. So just one question being right could very well put you in the pool of winning the prize.
And the prize was some number of comic books, 2 or 3, and they could be anywhere from the second half of the first volume of Wonder Woman to the first couple years of the second volume of Wonder Woman. So
they'll be oldies but goodies. Yeah, they'll be your $5 and $10 at the store.
Probably, yeah.
books. At the con book.
Two or three of them, you know. So, okay. I think that's everything I have.
That's everything I have.
All right. Thanks a lot for listening, guys. And we will talk to you again next time.
Bye.